Unstoppable Success Radio, episode 360. I'm Kelly Roach, and you are listening to Unstoppable Success Radio, the podcast for achievers, believers, dreamers, and doers who want to build a profitable, sustainable business around a life of purpose, fulfillment, freedom, and family. Now let's get down to business. Welcome to Unstoppable Success Radio. I am your host, Kelly Roach, and I am thrilled that you took the time to be back here with me today. In today's episode, we're talking about running a financially sound business so that you can save, invest, and donate. Don't we all want to do that? We all run screaming as business owners from numbers in the beginning. We avoid, procrastinate, ignore, and eventually we begin to realize that in order to become truly wealthy and financially free, we can no longer hide from managing the money. The money coming in and the money going out is such a huge piece of the make or break, the loss or the profit of your business. And in most instances, small business owners, not only when they get started, but even along the way, tend to really put this on the back burner and try to overcome a lack of money management with a focus on sales and marketing or people or advertising or whatever the case. But the problem is that businesses left to their own devices will eat every ounce of cash that you feed it. And it's a never satisfied money hungry monster. So unless you put stipulations in place and unless you control literally and figuratively where the money is going and get very decisive about how you're going to allocate what's coming in and what's going out, then you will always be an upside down, inside out situation. Now, we all know that over a period of, I believe, 10 years, 95% of all businesses fail. But the really scary part is the other 5% that succeed. Most of that 5% that succeeds are either unprofitable or are making just enough to keep the business afloat with the business owner taking very little profit or income for themselves. Now, it's important to start off the episode with this reality because you need to understand, we all need to understand as business owners, that if we follow the natural course, we're going to end up downstream with everyone else, with the 95%, or maybe it's 98% when you take into account the businesses that are still maybe running but actually aren't making money. So we want you to swim upstream. We want you to break off and go in your own direction. And that's what today's episode is all about. So there's three key things that I want to suggest that you start or get focused on doing, or maybe you've already done these things, but you haven't been actually utilizing them. So it doesn't matter where you are on the trajectory today, but there's three critical things to get this process started. Number one, you need to work with both a bookkeeper and an accountant on the money management of your business. Most business owners only work with an accountant, which does absolutely nothing for you in terms of planning what's happening with the cash coming and going in your business. An accountant simply takes a snapshot of what happened and then helps you to submit your information so that you pay the right amount of taxes. That's very, very different from developing a tax strategy or developing a money management plan or developing a weekly and monthly financial review that you would do with someone like your bookkeeper in order to get your funds allocated correctly and build out the right accounts. So the first step that I want you to take is to recognize the difference between a bookkeeper and an accountant and make sure that you're working with both, okay? Number two, I want you to understand and commit to weekly and monthly financial reporting in your business. I don't care if you're doing $50,000 a year, you're doing $500,000 a year. It doesn't matter what level your business is at. Hopefully, if you're beyond $500,000, you're already doing this. Maybe not. I don't know. I've seen it all. I've seen it all, even with the multi-million dollar clients. So here's the thing. Every week you should be looking at your budget. You should be looking at where you came in against a budget for revenue, against a budget for profit, and against a budget for expenses. So did you bring in as much as you thought that you should? Did you profit and keep as much as you should? And did you spend in line with what you said that you were willing to spend, right? You also want to look at things on a weekly and monthly basis, such as where your expenses are going and how you're utilizing those expenses to drive growth. If they don't have the potential to drive growth, get rid of them. If they have the potential to drive growth, but you're not fully utilizing them, raise the flag and say, how much did I spend this month and what do I need to do to get a 10x return going forward? What do I need to recommit to if I'm going to keep paying for this thing, right? A weekly and monthly review helps you truly understand what's happening with your money and helps you get in control of directing it, which is perhaps the most important step in becoming financially free. And then thirdly, daily monitoring. So know what's coming in and what's going out on a daily basis. And if you don't currently have sales happening in your business every single day, that should be the number one thing that you're driving towards in your business is sales hitting your bank account every single day. That is like an absolute goal that every entrepreneur should be working towards. And, you know, it might take you a month, it could take you a week, it could take you a year, it could take you 5 years. It doesn't matter how long it takes you, just get there. Okay. So we know that our business is going to take every ounce of cash it possibly can. We know it's going to take every little bit that we feed it. And so it's going to come down to us, our discipline and our focus in dividing out where the cash goes, which is going to drive the way that our business builds. Now, if you build your business around every dollar that comes in going back out again for expenses, then you're creating a model that's reliant on every dollar that comes in going back out on expenses. Now, you may choose over a period of time to reinvest 100% during certain weeks or months or for a certain period, and that's absolutely fine if that's a definitive choice. I've made that choice before in my business in the early years, but you also want to be in control of your fixed versus your variable expenses and the things that you can start and stop at any time that allow you to have the freedom and flexibility to do what you want to do with your business and with the money, okay? So let's think about the different categories that you want to divide your money into as it comes in each month. Well, of course, the biggest chunk is going to be expenses. And especially in the beginning, you need to have expenses in order to drive growth. Your expenses are going to be things like people, contractors, advertising, you know, technical setup that you need, the fixed expenses that you have in place just to run, and maybe potentially space, although in most instances, that's no longer necessary. So hopefully you're not spending too much money there unless your product literally depends on it. So in the beginning, obviously, expenses are going to be a huge piece, and expenses are going to grow as your business grows, right? No doubt about it. But there's also four other really important categories that we forget to set up when we're setting up our businesses, and this is where we get ourselves into trouble. Income, taxes, emergency funds, and investments. And what I would recommend is that you have a bank account set up for each and every one of these and that you work with your bookkeeper to divide out the money as it comes in every single month. You might be in the beginning stages of your business where what's going into your income account is very, very low right now, and what's going into your emergency or investment account is almost nothing. Just put something. Just get started. Get started with a dollar a day. Get started with $5 a month. It doesn't matter how small it is. Just make the commitment to make it a priority. This is something that I did in my business that I am so incredibly happy that I did. But I will tell you, I didn't do it at the very beginning, and I so wish that I had. Because even if I had started at the very beginning with very, very small accounts, the compounding nature of doing it every single month would put me far ahead of where I am today. And the second that you start this, you begin that compounding of just the consistency of doing it each week or each month in your business. So get started by setting up these five accounts: expenses, income, tax, emergency, and investments. And, you know, definitely you can read different books and you can follow different people's methodologies. I've read the Dave Ramsey method on the envelope system. I've read the Profit First book, and I've pulled different pieces from all different sources to develop the model that I follow with my bookkeeper and my accounting team. And you have to decide what that looks like for you and what the percentages are that you want to follow. And it's going to be different for everyone. But the bottom line here, guys, is we're all under the false impression that we start off by investing everything that we have for as long as we can back into the business. And yes, on one hand, we definitely want to do that, but we don't want to get locked into a business model that's dependent on that. So you have to not swing the pendulum too far to one side or the other. On one hand, you want to reinvest for growth, and especially in the beginning, advertising and people, coaching, support, mentoring, all of that is going to be incredibly important, even just for the business to survive, right? So that's top priority. But just break out something on a monthly basis to go to each of these, and then set milestone goals for yourself, which is what I do. Set milestone goals for yourself of how you're going to build each of these accounts and how you're going to grow the business to the point where each of these areas are growing each month. So, I mean, obviously a couple of these are explanatory, but I do want to talk about a few of them in a little more detail. We talked already about your expenses being your people, your contractors, your technical setup, all of your fixed expenses, your advertising, your space, all of that, coaching, mentoring, whatever you need in order to actually survive and grow. Okay. Income is what you keep for yourself to live. Tax is what you pay on the income that you keep. And then emergency and investments. Emergency fund for your business is just as important as an emergency fund for your personal life. You have to protect your business from changes in the economy, a big client flaking out, an advertising source falling through. You want to have as many months, you know, we typically what you hear is you want to have about 6 months at least in liquid cash for your home life. You want to have as many months and get as close to 6 months of buildup and emergency for your business as you do for your home. Okay. And then investments. So what is investments for? It's for you to be able to capitalize on amazing opportunities that come your way. People get bottom dollar deals, penny on the dollar, and win big when they have the cash to invest. Cash is king. Most people don't have it. If you're smart enough to save it and you have it on hand, you could have an amazing opportunity to buy a business for pennies on the dollar, make a significant investment, take advantage of an opportunity that no one else in your market can, innovate, try out new technology, get new resources, hire a superstar. I mean, there's endless ways that having this investment fund will benefit you over the years. And you may start with a dollar a day or $30 a month or whatever the case. It doesn't matter how small you start. It just matters that you commit to it and get started. So there are so many ways that building this model into the way that you build your business is going to change your experience as a business owner. You know, you are going to have so much more freedom and flexibility, control, peace of mind, and happiness when you manage your business this way. And you may be the farthest thing from this today. It doesn't matter. All that it matters is that a light bulb went off today and you make some decisions differently as a result of what we just talked about. So be strategic, have milestones that are going to get you to your family goals for income, investment, saving, and donating, and recognize most importantly that this happens by intentional design, not happenstance. Most importantly, start small no matter what and allow the magic of compounding to work for you. I hope you guys got a lot of value out of today's episode. As always, I want to thank you for being listeners of Unstoppable Success Radio. And until next time, dream big, take action, and don't stop until you make it happen. Wait, before you put down your phone, one more thing. When you're ready to build an unstoppable business around a life you absolutely love, text in the word IGNITE to 44222. All you have to do is minimize the screen and text in the word IGNITE to 44222 to schedule a free consultation with me to learn how you can switch your business into high gear, rapid growth, and high profitability fast. Text in IGNITE to 44222.